T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is our 8 o'clock hour. In a second, we will have Barrett Brooks on. Al, here is the setup starting next year after... Well, it's before games, too. I don't watch the pregame for anything now.
All right.
You know why, Al? We have done a whole week of pregame for an Eagles game, and I figure I know all the themes. So I wait till after the game, and when the game is over and the Eagles lose, I can't get there fast enough. Michael Barkan is sitting there, and they've got a shot of the tunnel.
Yeah. I love the tunnel shot.
And the Eagles are walking in glumly, and you can see it. And it's so different than when they win. And Michael goes through every player and gives you a capsule summary of how they perform and what they're thinking. It's great TV. And that will still be there. Next to him, his trusty sidekick, Barrett Brooks, will be there. The other two chairs, we don't know yet.
No.
On the line with us is a man who will be back doing the pre and post for NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Barrett Brooks. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're doing good, Barrett, but I got to be honest with you. No one knew about this. I got an emailer who listens to Seth Joyner's podcast, and he's a Gerald Elkins, and he's listening last week, and he hears this.
I will not be returning to NBC Sports Philadelphia to do the pre and post game show.
Barrett, when did you know and what's your reaction?
I probably knew about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth, you know, it's depressing, you know, because, I mean, you have to me, you know, two icons that, you know, that I'd shared the stage with for 6 years. So to replace those guys, you're just not going to be able to replace them, you know, and I want everybody to get that out of their heads. You can't replace people like that, but you can bring somebody in that brings their own je ne sais quoi to the broadcast. You know, they're going to have to be great at what they do, not necessarily with, you know, with Ray Diddy. You can't replace a Ray Diddy. How do you replace a Ray Diddinger? You can't. But you have to have somebody come in and fulfill what they are and bring their quality to it. Because I go through the list and I listened to the shows, all the shows yesterday, and there were some great guys that were brought up, you know. But you can't replace those type of talent.
Right, but you've been there a while. You're awesome, Michael. He's an icon to me. Will you guys have a little say in this, Barrett? But before they decide who the other two guys are, will you get some input?
Well, we were told that, yes.
Good.
Me and Michael, we were told that, yes. We're part of the process. We just don't know what the process is right now. There's so many names that, great names you guys brought up, names that I didn't even think about that would be great in those chairs. You know, I heard a couple callers say Malcolm Jenkins, you know, and then everybody from WIP would be great on the show. I mean, Joe DeCamera, Ike Reese, you know, even Elias Shore Parks, you know, who's supposed to be dubbed the next Ray Diddinger. You know, he's the mini me of Ray Diddy. You know, so from what I heard from the shows yesterday, but I mean, there's plenty of talent in Philadelphia and even outside Philadelphia that can come in and help this show. This has been a show that people literally change from the game and go directly to our show.
Oh, yeah.
And it just goes to show how, you know, great the show
on.
Is.
Hold on. Joe Wechter just put a name up on the screen that I would like to have considered, Barrett Brooks. Derek Gunn, who was phenomenal in the locker room on that very show. I would like him back. Are you on board for that?
I have been screaming at since I heard about Ray Diddy. I've been screaming at, you know, and I probably knew about a month before everybody else did. I mean, I've been, you know, me and going to go way back. I mean, way back from Quick Slants to everything else. I mean, he covered me when I was an Eagle back in, you know, starting in 97. Me and Gunnar have a great, great relationship together. You know, we do a YouTube show together. He would be probably the best for me, the best fit to be on the show.
Nice.
I mean, he understands what the show is all about. He started the show.
Yeah, and I miss him. He was great down there doing it. Oh, see how we're making this all work. Barrett, we should be running that station. We know what we're doing. All right, Barrett, I got to ask one other thing, though, because you, for many years, you had to block 300-pounders. What's tougher, doing what you did when you were a player or live TV? Like, what do you find more pressure?
You know what? I mean, it's always a 3rd and 10 situation or 4th and 1 situation when you do a live TV. And especially being on that show, you know, I mean, you have my glasses always half full. You had Seth, that was his glasses always half empty. Then you have Diddy, who just filled us with, you know, all kind of, stats and being a historian. So, I mean, I would have to say the most pressure-packed would more than likely be live TV dealing with those different personalities. You know, that mean, because you have to go, you have to be original what you saw on the field and give a breakdown of the field, but you also have to give the emotional side of how these guys are dealing with it, you know, with the plays or being an analyst, you know, but trying to keep your feelings out of the broadcast as far as, you know, being too biased, you know, that's pretty hard, you know, because you know those guys, you know, you're in the locker room. Some of these guys, you know, I talk to a lot. So I think being an analyst is probably the hardest thing as far as staying on your toes and making sure what you're saying makes sense, number one, and to articulate it in which the fans understand what you're trying to say, number two.
That's very well put. Barrett, is it easier to do after a win or a loss? What's more fun for you, after they won a big game or lost a big game?
Well, it's always fun when you win. You know, you want them to win every game. But I think the easiest, more so than anything, is the loss. Because, you know, it's
right.
You really putting what you saw on the field, and then you got to give it to the fans. And you're pissed off, too. I'm mad, too. You know, I'm literally mad, too. I'm a fan. So I'm like, you know, what is going on? And I get to break it down everything. And it can become a real bash party real fast. But you got to still analyze and break down what happened on the field and show people why you're having these feelings. And here's the you know, exactly what the play was that made me feel this way. You know, that's the easy part of being a broadcaster. So it's easier when they lose and with a loss. But the win is always the funnest because, you know, then you get to break down all the great stuff that they did on the field.
All right. That show's still going to be great because of Barrett and Michael. I guarantee you that. We'll see who else they get. Well, all right, Barrett, a couple of Eagle questions I want to run by you. I'm not happy that they shut things down earlier than any other team, that they didn't do half their OTAs and they didn't do the mini camp. You were part of the practice process for many, many years here. Is that a smart thing to do? Do you agree with it?
I don't, because I believe in you know, having muscle memory. I believe in, you know, even your mind's a muscle. So when you go out there and you practice, you get those reps, you get those mental reps, and you get the physical reps, and your body will be used to seeing and reacting. And you can't get that unless you go out there and practice it. Being in football shape is different from being in running shape. Being in practice shape is different from being, running sprints. You have to go out there and get your body hardened to what it is to play in an NFL football game. And at this point, I really can't be I really can't say, all right, that's not the right thing to do, because it worked for them last year. They made it to the playoffs. They were one of the healthiest teams in the league. So, you know, I really can't bash the philosophy, but I will say this. You get better. And all the, you know, coaches that go out and take advantage of every single rep and every single opportunity are usually the most successful. Belichick, you know, he had a young team, a team that lacked talent and still was able to, you know, win 10 games last year. So, you know, you're talking about, a guy who's probably the best coach to coach in the NFL the past 20 years. He makes sure he optimizes and practices every time he can, and probably a little more. Big Red does the same thing. Because, you know, Reed understands that you have to get out there. You have to practice. You have to get the muscle memory. You have to go out there and make sure that you've seen things with the guy next to you So you guys react, and you guys are, you know, homogeneous in how you react to things on the field. That's how I was always taught to do it. I hate to be the, you know, old man, get off my lawn. But, I mean, I literally think that. I mean, I get better with practice rips. I get better with doing stuff on TV because I practice the stuff on TV or radio or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't believe in that, but, I mean, they feel as though their staff says health is more of an issue. You know, if you can't have guys out there, then, you know, it doesn't make sense. Well, it worked for them last year. We'll see this year. But
I don't think it worked that great, by the way. They were 2-5. Let's not give them too much credit. I'm watching them on this. And if they lose that game against Detroit,
oh boy.
Barrett Brooks, I need you to go out there and become Seth Joyner. Have a scowl on your face and attack them. That's what I'm looking for. Barrett, you're awesome, man. We wish you guys well. You know we're always going to be watching. It's still an awesome show to watch. And I thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. I hope we find somebody that can not fill the shoes, but at least, you know, find their way into this city and really realize, you know, what it is to have a post-game show that people watch.
Barrett Brooks, my man. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.